Maxima?
Present.
Locher?
Here.
Lischewski?
Here.
Frieders?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Terulas?
Here.
Hernandez?
Here.
A quorum is established.
Any amendments to the agenda? No presentations. We do have a couple of public hearings. So we'll go into public hearing for the proposed TIF redevelopment plan. Take it away, Jason.
For purposes of the public hearing, what we want to explain and have on the record, all of the procedures that must be followed long before you get to a TIF. So many of you may have forgotten, I will remind you. First thing you did many, many months ago is you authorized a study, a feasibility study, to determine if the area qualified under the TIF Act. And as a part of this, we also had published what we call an interested parties registry. So anyone, anywhere in the city and outside the city who were interested, might be interested in the fact that we were going to do a TIF, could register with our city clerk and get copies of all the documents. After that, we had a public meeting of all the residents in the proposed area. And we met with them and told them that the city was considering going to focus on this area and its redevelopment. We also thereafter sent notices to anyone living within 750 feet of the boundaries to tell them the city was going to try to undertake some real development efforts within the given area. We sent certified copies to each and every property owner to let them know that we were going to do a program of tax increment financing. We met with the taxing districts. We told them about our program. And after they heard what we had to say, they actually recommended that this city council proceed with the TIF. Before this meeting, we had to publish twice in our local newspaper about the public hearing to make sure that at any time anyone was interested in this, in the process, they would be welcome to come on down and we would share with them any information that they might ask. That having been done, tonight's our public hearing. After we have our public hearing, Jason Enberg is going to give you a synopsis of the area and why it qualifies. And after that, this city council may not consider the adoption of the actual TIF ordinances less than two weeks from this public hearing, the adjournment of the public hearing, no longer than 90 days. So with that, I will turn it over to Jason. Did you get all that?
I did.
Oh, good.
There's no need for you standing.
Oh, yes. Oh. I can't talk sitting down. Nor with my mayor.
All right. I'll very quickly go over the elements of the city and all the that went into creating this TIF and for here for the public hearing tonight. So what are we trying to do exactly? There's an existing TIF downtown. It was established in 2006. TIFs are based on a base EAV when you create a TIF, and you capture the difference in the EAVs as it grows over time. As EAVs go up, that increment getting tax goes into a fund, and you use that for a TIF district. We realized about a year ago that a lot of these properties went down in value, obviously in 2006 through 2012. So what we're trying to do is create a second TIF. We're trying to capture some of those lower base values and create a second TIF that will hopefully spur development in the downtown. The downtown is a major focus of redevelopment for the city, and we're hoping that this will drive forward some of our projects. So there are three parts to the TIF. There's an eligibility report done, a housing study done, and a redevelopment plan. I'm very quickly going to go over each one. An eligibility report, there are two different types of properties. We call them improved properties and vacant properties. Improved properties have structures on them in some sort of condition. Vacant properties are typically vacant. So for the, you have to qualify each one in the eligibility study to different criteria. For improved structures and improved properties, there are 14 criteria. The first one is age of buildings. If your buildings are 35 years or older, more than 50% have to be 35 years or older, and then you need three others of the 13. Ours qualify, we get about 80% that were 35 years or older. And then there are just, we did a field survey back in the summer where we kind of went through each one of these criteria for all the properties being proposed in the TIF. There are five that qualify for, and we only needed three. These are obsolescence, which is properties or parcels that are falling obsolete from their intended use. Site and building deterioration, which is really just an inventory of the types of structures and how everything's holding up in that area. Inadequate utilities. There's a lack of utilities after talking to Public Works and our engineer. It's an older part of town, and that definitely qualifies for the TIF. It needs some improvement. Lack of community planning and decline in equalized assessed values over the past three out of the past 5 years, there was a decline. So those are just ones that in the eligibility report for improved parcels, for vacant parcels. You need two out of these six, and we hit three, including, again, declining EAV. There are Illinois EPA sites, the large area downtown that was recently demolished is the Brownfield site. And then, again, deterioration of adjacent structures, which covered in the first part. So after our eligibility study, it does qualify under the TIF Act for a conservation area, which is just saying that this area isn't blighted or destroyed. It's on its verge and it's going that way, so it needs some help. The second part is the housing study. The housing study just is a, there are more than 75 inhabited units in this area. I believe there's 102. So it triggers that you must do a housing study. A housing study is just an inventory of the demographics of the area for the people that live there. It ensures that you're not singling out a certain community. And it just is an overall view of what, you know, an economic composition, the types of houses. So it just really gives a report and a background into the type of residential properties in this area. And finally, the redevelopment plan. The redevelopment plan is really your goals for the future and what you're actually trying to do and why are we even redeveloping, what's the purpose. So it defines the area, gives objectives, projects we want to work on, eligible costs, and possibly how much increment we can generate to redevelop this area and spur investment. This is a very broad list that's in the redevelopment plan. All the eligible costs can go to marketing, job training, land acquisition, things like that, utilities, things that need the help that will spur development. So that's a real quick gist of the eligibility study, housing report, and redevelopment plan. We're hoping the plan calls out that an estimated $15 to $18 million increase in EAVs in the project area by the end of the 20-year lifespan of the TIF. And that is it.
Thank you, Jason. Anyone have any questions or any input, anything to add? All right, thank you. For the proposed public hearing, for the proposed TIF redevelopment plan, we're going to public hearing for the proposed fiscal year 2018-2019 budget. Bart, do you have anything on this? Or no, any questions from the public on 2018-2019 budget? Okay, we'll close public hearing for the proposed budget. Do you have any citizen comments on anything that's on the agenda this evening? I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Glissman?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Freiters?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of February 27, 2018 as presented.
So moved. Second.
Comments, questions, or corrections on the minutes? All those in favor of approving as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, no mayor's report, public works, or economic development. no community reports, no public safety committee report, Ed May Committee report, I'll turn over to Alderman Moschitsky.
I make a motion to approve an ordinance approving a cable television franchise agreement between the United City and CMM Rust Incorporated Metrobank and authorize the mayor to be able to execute.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Turles.
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Moschitsky.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Freeters.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, let's start running to the fire. And community and management reports. Staff report?
No reports.
Under mayor's report, they did put the budget again for discussion. Anyone have any questions, comments, concerns on the budget? Additional business.
Can we talk about this weekend?
Oh, additional business? Yes, the floor is yours.
Well,
I'm not sure everyone is aware of what's happening this weekend, but Yorkville is having its inaugural St. Paddy's, and I don't even want to say parade, it's an actual festival complete with music that starts at 8 in the morning, a 5K at 9 a.m., a parade at 11 a.m., and at like, I want to say 45,000 different venues in Yorkville were having live music and parties all day. So 8 a.m., Gleason Irish Trio at SOB's, South Big and Rinsdale Barbecue and Hydraulic. 9 a.m. is a 5K run, also at SOB's. At 11 a.m., our first inaugural St. Paddy's Parade in downtown Yorkville. There is a bearded gentleman at this very council who will be dressing up. I got a new pair of bacon socks all ready to go. There's also going to be kids' activities along with the Gleason Trio playing again, but Hunting for Leprechauns Golden Face Painting, live music at SOB in the law office. And then here's the big thing. I heard the mayor's going to be showing up at 1 o'clock at the downtown YPAC. There will be Irish dance lessons. So if you get there at 8 a.m. and you imbibe and you start to dance at 1 p.m., you'll be well ahead of me. Then from noon to midnight, there is live music throughout downtown Yorkville. Law office, rowdies, SOBs. Casa Santiago has music. I found out that Pinheads and Susie's has music. So once again, this is not summer solstice. This is the prequel to solstice. Yorkville is going to be amazing this weekend, and we are inviting everyone to come downtown to utilize all of our delicious parking. And let's throw a party. And now it's going to be a new tradition. And every year a different alderman will be a leprechaun. I am the inaugural leprechaun. And I think next year, Seaver's going to be grabbing it. Or Alex, who was our token Irishman. I'll have you know, because Yorkville is a classy establishment, I will not have any fake accents. I do have Irish ancestry, and I am of the college-educated, non-stereotypical Irish leprechaun. So please come out. There will be beads, and there will be green beverages, and I hope that everyone can come out and throw beads at me.
Staff has put together a beautiful float for the Center Council.
Yes!
Complete with a rainbow and a leprechaun.
Rainbow!
Okay, there's one off there.
If I may, I just want to remind my Irish friends that St. Patrick is Italian. He is, and he was forced to go to Ireland for slavery, so.
Thanks, Debbie Downer. There should be pasta available downtown at some point.
Any other additional business? Yes.
Executive session.
Yeah. myself, Bart, Christy, and Jason, I had the pleasure of touring Italy place today.
Wow.
Oh, beautiful. I mean, it surpassed all my expectations. I was like, wow, that is nice. So they will have an open house next Tuesday if anyone wants to stop in. And I wanted to congratulate Rob again on about the 20th year in a row that we got our caper.
Stand up, Rob, stand up! Tip the hat, Rob. Pass Rob the hat.
What is it, seventh or eighth year?
Seventh year.
All right, nice job.
Thank you.
So I will entertain a motion to go into executive session for litigation.
So moved.
Second.